"And I'm not satisfied at all," Mr. Poe said. "This is absolutely horrendous. This is completely monstrous. This is financially dreadful."
"I'm afraid, however," Count Olaf said, "that it is legally binding. Tomorrow, Mr. Poe, I shall come down to the bank and withdraw the complete Baudelaire fortune."
Mr. Poe opened his mouth as if to say something, but began to cough instead. For several seconds he coughed into a handkerchief while everyone waited for him to speak.
"I won't allow it,"
Mr. Poe finally gasped, wiping his mouth.
"I absolutely will not allow it."
"I'm afraid you have to,"
Count Olaf replied.
"I'm afraid Olaf is right," Justice Strauss said through her tears. "This marriage is legally binding."
"Begging your pardon," Violet said suddenly, "but I think you may be wrong."
Everyone turned to look at the eldest Baudelaire orphan.
"What did you say, Countess?"
Olaf said.
"I'm not your Countess," Violet said testily,
a word which here means in an extremely annoyed tone.
"At least I don't think I am." "And why is that?"
Count Olaf said.
"I did not sign the document in my own hand, as the law states," Violet said.
"What do you mean? We all saw you."
Count Olaf's eyebrow was beginning to rise in anger.
"I'm afraid your husband is right, dear," Justice Strauss said sadly. "There's no use denying it. There are too many witnesses."
"Like most people," Violet said, "I am right-handed. But I signed the document with my left hand." "What?"
Count Olaf cried. He snatched the paper from Justice Strauss and looked down at it. His eyes were shining very bright.
"You are a liar,"
he hissed at Violet.
"No, she's not," Klaus said excitedly. "I remember, because I watched her left hand trembling as she signed her name."
"It's impossible to prove,"
Count Olaf said.
"If you like," Violet said, "I shall be happy to sign my name again on a separate sheet of paper with my right hand and then with my left. Then we can see which signature the one on the document most resembles."
"A small detail like which hand you use to sign," Count Olaf said, "doesn't matter in the least."
"If you don't mind, sir," Mr. Poe said, "I'd like Justice Strauss to make that decision."
Everyone looked at Justice Strauss, who was wiping away the last of her tears.
"Let me see,"
she said quietly, and closed her eyes again. She sighed deeply, and the Baudelaire orphans and all who liked them held their breath as Justice Strauss furrowed her brow, thinking hard on the situation. Finally, she smiled.
"If Violet is indeed right-handed," she said carefully, "and she signed the document with her left hand, then it follows that the signature does not fulfill the requirements of the nuptial laws. The law clearly states the document must be signed in the bride's own hand. Therefore, we can conclude that this marriage is invalid. Violet, you are not a countess, and Count Olaf, you are not in control of the Baudelaire fortune."
"Hooray!"
cried a voice from the audience, and several people applauded.